Please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to help make your one focus on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And also, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy podcast. Today is Monday, the 13th of September, 2021. Happy Monday, Christy. How are you?
Happy Monday, Summers. I'm well. I'm cozy. It's summer still where I am.
Exactly. It's still the heat of summer. I call them the mercurial final warm days of summer where you're just desperately ready for the pumpkin spice latte phase of the season.
I don't know if I'm ever ready for the pumpkin spice latte phase. I'm not a big fan of the pumpkin spice latte thing.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
No, I don't. I had a very bad experience with pumpkin pie when I was about 6.
Yeah. But how do you feel about like other holiday-y drinks? Do you like peppermints? Do you like any of those holiday-y flavors, or is it just a no-go across the board?
I like peppermint. Peppermint's great. I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I guess. Love the turkeys.
Well, yes. I just like the gratitude. And I like the gathering. Hopefully we can gather again this Thanksgiving. That's my hope.
Exactly. Let's put it into the universe that some version of a fulfilling gathering will happen for you. I think you need it. I think we all need it. You know, actually yesterday's Optimist Daily view, the Optimist view, which we circulate to our Optimist emissaries. So if you are a paid subscriber of the Optimist Daily, you receive the view on Sunday. And we did a deep dive written by our staff writer, Ariel, about understanding grief and really talking more about those two in-depth articles combined into one with some additional research. And knowing that the world is still, you know, there's still a fair amount of grief going on and that there's just been a lot of hardship lately. And I think as it is Mental Health Awareness Month, as we are staring down the holiday season, it is something that is just continues to be really important that we care for our mental health and care for one another. So,
yeah.
Speaking of caring for mental health, I have one more pro tip before we get into today's stories. So Every morning when you and I start to sit down and read the Optimist Daily Update intros together, we both force ourselves to smile, right? We smile when we record the show. We smile when we talk because that joy that is inherent by smiling comes through in our voices on the pod. Now, science has also taught us that simply by the act of smiling, you can lift and improve your mood. So this is not a solution on today's Optimist Daily, but I want to strongly encourage everyone, if you are feeling a bit down in the dumps, just force yourself to smile. Go find someone to have a conversation with whom you smile at, and you're going to get a little bit of a lift. So
I know
that I am lifted when I talk to you, my friend.
I think it's even better if you don't have to force yourself, but rather you find something that makes you smile and think about that thing that's making you smile so that it's not. Although I think you're right. It is also the act of raising your muscles on your face in that smiling kind of expression.
Yeah.
But it's even better if you can actually find something that makes you smile, even when there's so much negative stuff around you. But look for the thing that makes you smile and let that lift you up.
All right. Well,
speaking of smiling and being lifted up,
yes.
Do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first because part of why we're giggling is because at the end of the day, we're still 15-year-old kids. So, yes,
we are.
Go for it.
Well, speaking of being lifted and speaking of moving towards the winter, the headline that I wanted to talk about talks about a ski resort and, you know, ski lifts, all that. and about how a ski resort tucks in Mount Titlis Glacier with a special blanket.
Okay, really quickly, we did have to Google and listen Google to how to pronounce the name of this mount to make sure it was, in fact, Mount Titlis, and
it is. Mount Titlis. It's in Switzerland. I'm sure it means something different there than it means here. But, of course, that made me laugh. And so I had to also share that with everybody today. All right,
so independent of the funny headline, continue.
But it's also a great story. It's not just a hilarious name that makes us English speakers laugh. It is also an article about a ski resort staff in Switzerland that is working together to try to mitigate one of the effects of climate change and slow down the melting glacier by covering it with a blanket, literally with a blanket. So Mount Titlis, which stands at 3,238 meters, which is 10,623 feet, has been undergoing large losses of ice from its glacier over the past few decades. And this is something that's happening all over the world. We were talking, both Summers and I have had the wonderful experience of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. And I mean, years ago, for me, it was, I guess, 16 years ago now, and I'm not sure when you did your trip, Summers.
It was 8 years ago. It was actually eight years ago next week that I was on Kili. So
okay, but that is the tallest mountain in Africa, and it also has a glacier on it. But glaciers all over the globe are melting because of climate change and global warming. It really is global warming, and that's a problem. One of the ways to address that problem, because as those glaciers melt, it stops reflecting light off. It's one of the systemic changes that has a positive feedback loop, and positive means that the more it happens, the more it happens. It's not necessarily positive.
It doesn't mean it's good. It just means it's self-perpetuating.
Yeah, but so the less ice there is, the less white there is, the less reflection of heat there is. The heat doesn't bounce right off. It gets absorbed by the darker ground. So melting glaciers is a real problem. Plus, it raises the sea levels and all of that. So we got to do something. But if we don't, glaciers are going to be gone in the next 100 years, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And that is the situation we're facing. One way to slow that down is to they're trying to increase the albedo effect, cover the glaciers however they can to keep them from evaporating and melting. And so that's what they're doing here at this ski resort. And it's also about protecting livelihoods, because you can't have a ski resort if there's no mountains to ski on. Yep. There's no ice, no snow. So in order to slow down the melting, workers from one of the local skiing resorts have been continually sewing together protective fleece blankets, which help reflect the sun's rays and radiate the sun's energy back into the atmosphere instead of feeling the heat on the glacier, and also keeps the snow cool underneath. Mm-hmm. And then that collected snow is also used to fill in the glacial cracks to help hold and lift supports in place that are fixed into the ice. So it's a big community effort, and it's all about shoring up the glacier that is still there. The blanket, which right now covers a cumulative area of more than 1 million square feet, which is pretty large, and it's spread over the glacier by a handful of employees who work tirelessly from around 5 to 6 weeks before they have to spend 2 weeks peeling it off when winter comes. So this happens when it's not the winter season, when the snow doesn't cover the glacier, but rather the glacier, which is always there, which is melting when it's hotter out. It's covering it up and keeping it cold.
So they're laying it out and then pulling it back for winter and laying it back out. It's like they're tucking in this resort,
keeping it cool. It's like, you know, putting it in its little cooler until the air around it gets sufficiently cool enough. Anyway,
I love the collaborative community nature of this solution. Yeah. I think that it's so fun to just sort of come up with different ways. And I also love that there's an acknowledgement that the loss of this glacier will really adversely affect the economic viability of this area. So I wouldn't say, I guess, that I love that, but I appreciate that we are recognizing that viability and economies are affected by our evolving climate. It's a really, really sweet solution and a pretty cute story.
Yeah. So that was my, and I think both of us have stories about cold places, right?
We do. So I am stepping in this week to help the writers. We've got some people on vacation. And so I am trying my hand at being a staff writer for a few stories that Amelia christens me with this week. And so I'm picking one that I did. Now, I originally attempted to title this Oops, We Found an Island. And Amelia overrode me because the business of geological research is not quite as comical as I
would. Well, it's not an oops.
Well, it kind of was an oops, actually, though.
Well, so they stumbled upon it, but it wasn't like a mistake. It was like, wow, we had no idea.
Right. So this story reads, Arctic scientists stumble upon the world's northernmost island. And just starting off, like, could you even imagine that it'd be possible that there are places on Earth have yet to be discovered, like including entire land masses? It turns out there are. So recently, researchers who were seeking data about microscopic life in the Arctic stumbled upon a previously undocumented and incredibly important discovery, the world's northernmost island. This team of Swiss and Danish scientists arrived via helicopter on a tiny island off the northern coast of Greenland, assuming that they were at their intended destination of Udok Island. Research expedition lasted 20 minutes, data was collected, they hopped off, moved on. It was later that the journalist who was with them noted that they were more than 80 miles off the mark. This Danish journalist named Martin Broom said, we are more than 80 miles off the mark of Udok Island. So back they went to determine that, in fact, they had discovered a completely new island. It's still unnamed. It's tiny. It's 100 to 150 feet across and has an altitude only of 10 to 13 feet above sea level. Now, what's interesting is that it was previously undiscovered because it was perhaps covered in ice pack, or more exciting to consider, may have been newly formed. Now, while climate change has affected a lot of land masses, it's not believed, although they're not certain, that this has anything to do with rising or sea levels or ice melting from climate change. In fact, they just think that it is something that nobody else had ever found. So I appreciate this story because it's a reminder that this beautiful planet is changing and new discoveries can still be made when serendipity is given a chance to participate in science. Yes. So, oops, we found an island, or super smart scientists did something really smart and then identified something new. Also a potential description of the story.
So nice. Yes. And the thing is, it is a good reminder that nothing is ever static, whether it's the way the earth is laid out in our own lives. Even so, when it feels low, it's going to change. When it feels great, it'll also change. Unfortunately, it's always a flow.
Yeah.
That's just that's the nature of reality, I guess.
Well, there are some other amazing stories this Monday. And you know what, Christy, we'll get to the Optimist Daily Challenge tomorrow and talk body scans. But today, guys, you can also read 3 motivating findings from the IPCC report. Midlands National Forest combines rewilding and community. This one's phenomenal. France makes birth control free for everyone under 25. Lots of ways to reduce unwanted births, including women's reproductive health. And let's see, for Gen Z, climate careers are a clear path to success. Christy, that and much, much more is available, as always, on OptimistDaily.com. Do you want to read us out?
Sure. So thanks, everybody, for listening to today's Optimist Daily Update. Summers and I love being here in the mornings. We love sharing these positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can get active and help participate in changing the world. Help ensure it's changed for the good, the benefit of all. We love that. We can only do this, though, thanks to the support of our fantastic audience and our really, really tremendous emissaries, who are the people who support our work. If you haven't already become an emissary, please consider becoming one on theoptimistdaily.com. And for $5 a month or more, if you have the means, you can help support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness that addresses our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Help us keep The Optimist Daily free for everyone who needs it, supported by those of us who can. Thank you, everyone. I love y'all, and I'm looking forward to a cool winter and avoiding pumpkin spice wherever I can.
Hey, it's not for everybody, but don't hate on it. Little rituals make life better. Little rituals like listening to The Optimist Daily Update. Bye, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.